This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in Milwaukee yesterday. Phil Beer was helping his son move into his dorm at UWM in the morning.
I just was imagining how much more exhausted everybody's going to be later in the day. I felt very fortunate to have it early on.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for much of Wisconsin throughout the day and into tonight. The Green Party will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court yesterday rejected a request from the Democratic Party to remove Jill Stein for president. Democrats said the Green Party doesn't qualify to be on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the complaint, and Democrats appealed to the Supreme Court. The Republican presidential ticket is campaigning in Wisconsin this week. Running mate J.D. Vance will speak in De Pere tomorrow. Donald Trump will hold a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. The latest Marquette poll shows the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes in a virtual tie. Governor Evers and the Department of Natural Resources introduced an update for Wisconsin's clean water standards this month that brings Wisconsin in line with federal rules. Republicans and the governor continue to disagree over who should be responsible for PFAS cleanup. Harmful algae blooms are getting more common. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. John Rumpler of Environment America says large factory farms are one of the main reasons.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on their reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of shooting and killing his stepbrother in Burnett County nearly a year ago has been sentenced to prison. According to a WQOW report, Ashton Heyer agreed to a plea deal and was found guilty on charges of homicide by negligent use of a weapon and being a felon in possession of a weapon. He claimed his stepbrother, Aaron Holmstrom, came after him with a baseball bat before he fired a warning shot, then a second shot that killed Holmstrom. Heyer was sentenced to 7 years in prison on Monday. Charges have been filed against a suspect nearly 3 years after a Sawyer County woman was found dead in her home. According to a WQOW report, 2 years ago, 30-year-old Manly Michael McDermott had been named a suspect in the death of his then-girlfriend, Carrie Elkin. On Monday, he was charged with first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. McDermott is currently in a Minnesota prison on weapons charges and will likely be extradited to Wisconsin when he is released next week. Road closures are officially underway for construction on Garfield Avenue near the Blatnick Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, the north and southbound ramps to and from Garfield Avenue at I-535 have been closed and a detour route signed. The ramps are expected to be reopened in mid-October, so until then, Duluth-bound traffic on the bridge will need to follow the new bypass connection from the bridge to northbound I-35, 5th Avenue West, and Railroad Street. The detour is for the Twin Ports Interchange project. The Duluth City Council is turning their attention to helping the unhoused population after passing ordinance changes that ban outdoor camping on city property. According to a Northern News Now report, city councilors met with emergency shelter organizers before their meeting on Monday to improve how the city responds to the growing need for emergency shelter service. Shelter officials suggested improvements to things like disaster response, expansion of shelter beds, and creating more affordable housing units in the city. A brand new jewelry store in Duluth was burglarized just a few weeks after officially opening. According to the Duluth Police Department, the theft from Genero & Co. Jewelry on the 200 block of East Superior Street happened overnight on Wednesday, July 24th. According to a Fox 21 report, law enforcement authorities confirmed that the robbery occurred on Friday, but did not share if any suspects had been identified or if any arrests had been made. Police say the investigation is active and ongoing. A pedestrian was killed in a Washburn County crash on Sunday night. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash occurred just before 9:30 on Sunday night on Highway 63 near County Road F near Manong. Law enforcement authorities say the 55-year-old driver hit a 28-year-old pedestrian who was standing in the roadway and later died from his injuries. They also say the pedestrian was dressed in dark clothing when he was hit, and they do not believe that alcohol was a factor. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Two people were shot in the early hours of Saturday morning in the downtown Duluth area. According to the Duluth Police Department, the shooting occurred on the 100 block of East 3rd Street at around 2:15 a.m. on Saturday morning. A 56-year-old man who suffered a gunshot wound was taken to a local hospital, and authorities have not released an update on his condition. The other person that was shot, a 29-year-old man, took himself to the hospital and was later released. Authorities have not yet announced an arrest. One person was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Polk County over the weekend. According to a press release from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 11 a.m. on Saturday at the intersection of State Highway 48 and County Highway I near the village of Luck. Law enforcement authorities say a pickup truck was traveling on County Highway I when it failed to stop at a stop sign, colliding with an SUV on Highway 48. A passenger in the SUV was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the crash is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What is Quentin Tarantino watching these days? It will not be any of the Toy Story movies after Part 3. The director says he is so fond of the trilogy, he has no desire to watch Toy Story 4 or anything beyond. The famed director told Deadline.com he is not really into animated films, with the exception of the Toy Story trilogy, saying he loves it and that the third installment was magnificent. Tarantino also told Deadline that he thinks there is only one trilogy that works to the nth degree, and that is Clint Eastwood's A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Toy Story 5 is currently in development and is expected to be released June 19th of 2026. In music news, the Gallagher brothers appear to be working things out to solve their 15-year-old family feud. Liam Gallagher teased the idea on X, and the brothers are expected to officially announce a reunion August 27th. We've come a long way since Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore were forbidden to be seen in the same bed on The Dick Van Dyke Show. These days on cable TV, F-bombs drop, heads are blown off, and there are naked bodies aplenty. Not sure which era is better. But did you know that even the wholesome 1950s sitcom Leave It to Beaver battled network censors? And it had nothing to do with the title character's name. According to Cracked.com, an early episode of the show had Wally and the Beav get a pet alligator they wanted to keep in the toilet. The network said absolutely not, because showing toilets on network television in 1957 was an absolute not happening. Coincidentally, on that same episode, Wally and the Beav, love saying that, try to get their pet alligator to drink their dad's brandy. Then they drink some themselves, making the beaver day drunk. The network had no problem with that. It was the household item people do disgusting things to every day that they took issue with, even if they put the seat down when they were done. This summer has been all drama at the box office, at least when it comes to returns. After a slow start back in May, things really picked up when Bad Boys Ride or Die hit the big screen, and things escalated from there with Inside Out 2 becoming the highest grossing animated film ever, and Deadpool and Wolverine becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. A huge summer for Disney Studios, especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week, thanks to the release of Alien Romulus after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot at the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It Ends With Us, the surprise Blake Lively Channing Tatum hit, came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week, as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Faith-based film The Forge finished out the top 5 with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.